Yud Aleph Menachem Av, Monday the 15th of August, Rabbi Yonason Rudin, Nechama, moving on from the Churban of Tisha B'Av.
Morning. Certainly a wonderful way to start the Bein Hazmanim / holiday period with some Divrei Torah together. And I guess this is topical. It's relevant to 3 days this week. It's relevant to yesterday. This is relevant to Tu B'Av on Friday and to Shabbos Nachmu on Shabbos. So you get your money's worth here this morning. Yesterday, in the bracha, one of the brachas that we only say once a year, and hopefully a bracha that we'll never say again, the bracha of Nachim. And I want to share something which I believe is a chiddush. You can agree or disagree as you wish, but I'd like to say what I think. At the end of the bracha, we say like this: Baruch Ata Hashem, Menachem Tzion, Ubayne Yerushalayim. There's a very clear implication here. There are two things going on. There's Menachem Tzion on the one hand, and there's Boinei Yerushalayim on the other hand, implying that Binyan Yerushalayim and the Nechama of Tzion are actually two totally different things. So when we think of Menachem Tzion, we're actually meant to be Mechaven on something which is totally different to Binyan Yerushalayim. Because otherwise, it could have just said, just like we say the rest of the year, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. What is this additional aspect of Menachem Tzion, which apparently is distinct from Binyan Yerushalayim? In other words, the Nechama of Tzion is not that the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt. Let's have a look and let's see. So where does Nechama, of course, you want to see what a concept is, you have to look at the first time that it appears in the Torah, Ki Yadua. Where does Nechama come up for the first time? The end of Parshas Bereishis, when we start to talk about Noach. Vayara Hashem, Kira Bara, Sa'adam Ba'aretz, V'chol Yetzim Machshveis, Liberak, Rak Alayayim, this enterprise called the world has all gone horribly wrong. Man has abused his Bechira. There's a Hashchasa, Zgezel, Arayas, Avodah Zara, you name it. Mankind is doing it. Vayinachem Hashem, Ki Yasa Sa'adam Ba'aretz, Vayisatsev Alibay. What does Vayinachem Hashem mean? So Hashem sat Shiva. They gave him Tanchumim. Vayinachem Hashem. Look at the Targum. Vesav Hashem B'memri. Hashem went back on his word. Vayinachem Hashem says Rashi. Nechama Haisa Lofano Shabbat Tachtainim. He had regret. He changed his mind. Kiviyachal. Vayinachem Hashem, says Ibn Ezra, lest you accuse me of being a koifer saying Hashem could change his mind. Says Ibn Ezra, of course we know lo Adam hu lihinachem, Hashem is not a human being, that he can change his mind. Rak, shedibra Torah kolashem b'nei Adam. That it's as if Hashem changed his mind, or as the Chizkuni said, it wasn't really that Hashem changed his mind, it's that mankind used their Bechira or abused their Bechira, and therefore there's going to have to be a different hanhaga now. Umad dichtiv, underlined here, ben adam v'isnachem, anu she'enam chaitim, gedichtiv, lo'ivitovim b'yakov, ma'az, ein lo'en l'isnachem la'asu Yisrael. Hashem won't change his mind, as it were, if mankind is consistent. But the moment we abuse our Bechira, it's as if Hashem has changed his mind. What you see very clearly from here is that the idea of Nechama is to change one's mind. Change one's attitude. Change one's perspective. Where else does it come up? Many times in the Torah. V'lo necham Elohim derech eretz plishtim pen yinachem ha'am b'resayim melchama b'shav mitzrayim az na'an yeshi. What does it mean? V'lo necham Elohim. He didn't want to take them another way. Hinigam. He didn't want to take them another way in case the people would have regret when they get ambushed by the Plishtim, they want to go back to Mitzrayim. Nechama the whole time is a change in attitude, it's a change in perspective. far more than saying you're going to get back what you lost. Now let's see how this relates to Churban. Now, of course, to understand the Tkufa of the Churban is very important. The history of everything that's going on there at the time, it's crucial to understand the context within which all of this is happening. And as anyone that's studied a little bit of history in the Tkufas Ba'asheni, the time when the Romans were in control of Eretz Yisrael, we understand how difficult and challenging things were at the time of the Churban. Not least because Klal Yisrael was very much divided. You had those Prushim who were faithful to Chazal, and you had groups within Klal Yisrael that were not faithful to Chazal. You had the Tzdukim, Baitusim, you have the Essenes, you have many different groups. There was only one group that was able to survive the Churban, and that was the Prushim, the Pharisees in English, that were able to survive the Churban with their fidelity to Chazal. The other groups, maybe because they were Kayanim and their power base was concentrated in the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe because they didn't have the Torah Sheba'al Peh, they weren't Ne'eman to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, they could not survive the shock of the Churban. And therefore they disappeared. And that which we are left with is the sectors of Klal Yisrael that are faithful to Chazal. Where does this come up in the Gemara? In one place is the famous Gemara at the end of Cheskes Habatim. And Chazal say, like the Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanon, Kesheharef Abayis Bishni, when the second day Samikdash was destroyed, the people, or people that went into shock, how are we going to be able to continue? How are we going to be Samikdash? We were sent to Galus. There's no way we can get past this. There's no way we can carry on. And therefore they wanted to live like it's the 9 days. They wanted to live like it's Tisha B'Av Agantzia. Says the Gemara, what did they want to do? They didn't want to eat meat and they didn't want to drink wine. They wanted to go into a perpetual state of aninus. And Rabbi Yeshua criticized them. And says to them, why aren't you eating meat? And why aren't you drinking wine? And they said, how can we eat meat? Meat's korbanos. The association between meat and korbanos is so strong. And now there's no Mizbeach, and there's no Korbanos. How can we eat meat? It's insensitive. How can we drink wine, the wine of the Nesachim? How can we do such a thing? So he says, so then the Gemara carries on. Amalem im kain, if so, you're going to have to do without other staples too. You're going to have to do, and the dietitians might have been happy, you can do them without bread. You're going to have to survive without bread. Because there's no more menachos. They said, taka, good idea. No more salt beef sandwiches. Okay, what can we eat? And said, efshaba peiros. Said, no, what do you mean? Yeah, that sounds totally insensitive. If you're lishitaschem, you can't have a fruit salad either. Bikurim. They said, no, because bikurim is only shivas aminim, we'll have apples. We'll have something else. They said, well, lishitaschem, you shouldn't even drink water because there's no more nisach hamayim. And at that point they capitulate because they realize that if you take it, they're not eating meat and they're not drinking wine to its logical conclusion, you're going to die of thirst. It's not shaykh. Therefore, what did Chazal do? Chazal put in a system of avelus. And the golden rule here is, and the median here is, shalai lis abel kol ikka yef sheshekva nigzo gezeira, not to be misabel at all, that's not on. It's happened, of course we have to be misabel. Uli his abel yoisi midai yef sheh, because it's too much for people. Shein goizim gezeira tzibon, tell them over the tzibon, can be makabel. So what do you do? We know that we have a halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Taf Kuf Samach Aleph. Taf Kuf Samach, sorry. Right, that if a person builds a house, does up their house, they leave a zeichel l'churban, an amma al amma opposite the door. A kala for a wedding leaves off pieces of jewelry, make a big suda, we leave things out, zeichel l'churban, etc., etc. What's happening here is the people are going through a shift in attitude and learning how to operate and to cope in a world where there is no Beis HaMikdash. The success of the survival of the Jewish people is that Chazal understood that Nisabel Yosi Midai, too much, not to be Nisabel at all, also not appropriate. There has to be this golden medium. And therefore, we are able to mourn and we are able to move on, even knowing that we haven't got to be some mikdash right now. And that is a chelik of the nechama. Let me explain it a bit further. Because the Medrash says, Psikta Rav Kahn, I think it's in other places too, Chatu b'kiflayim, because the Jewish people did a double load of chatayim, as it says, Chet chatay Yerushalayim, v'loku b'kiflayim, we get punished twice over, kiflayim b'kol chatayisah, u'misnachamim b'kiflayim, we have a double nachama, as we says, the Navi says, Nachmu, Nachamu, Ami. And that's what we're going to lay in this Shabbos Naftarah. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoyma, Elikin. Chayzal, the voice of Ha'atidos, who's it talking about here? Says the Malbim, right, Nachamu is telling, the first Nachamu is telling the Nevi'im to be misnachem everybody else. V'yan sh'agula t'avoy ha'kredim azman mitzad ha'schus o'im yikablu ansham o'al kopanim gamim le'yizku yigalenim izman ha'kavua l'chach amar nechama k'fula. The idea that there are two different times be'ita achishena, the ge'ula might come straight away, it might also not come straight away, and that's what Chazal were preparing us for. The fact that the ge'ula might not come straight away, and therefore nechama is a change in attitude. You know, when we menachem a person, when a person has nechama, chas v'shalom, they lose someone that's close to them. There are two aspects of the nechama. One aspect of the nechama is that we believe absolutely be emunah shleimah that there's going to be a tchias ameisim. But the whole nechama that you say to someone, the whole nechama that a person feels when they've lost someone, is not just that at the end of days, at the end of time, or wherever it will be, Be'ez Sheyala, you know, and the Renshin wants it to be, that there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim. There's another aspect of Nechama that comes with time as well, and that's the ability to learn to live somehow without the person that we've lost. Yes, it might be. It might be the same as a person who Chas V'Shalom has to have a leg amputated. What's the Nechama? To learn to live without the leg. They're always going to feel the loss of the leg. It doesn't mean that you've chas v'shalom forget a person who's died. We never forget them. But somehow over time, we learn how to cope and we learn how to live without that leg. We learn how to cope and we learn how to live without that person. The ability to move on. The survival of Klal Yisrael throughout the Galus has been that genius of Chazal teaching us how to move on. Yes, wherever we went, we've been for Mikdash Ma'at. A Beis HaKnesses, which is built with the Tzura of a Beis HaMikdash. But it went with us wherever we went. Because we learned how to move on always with the hope and the dream and the tzipia of the Geula Shlema. But learning how to cope in a time of Galus when we don't have it. Perhaps that's in Meduyik in the Gemara, the famous Gemara that we all know from the end of Masechet Makos, but there's a little knitch at the end which perhaps people don't notice. Right, Rabbi Akiva and his Chavirim, Parmachas Ayoilin in Yerushalayim, they come up to Yerushalayim, they get to Hart Safim, Mount Scopus, and they see the Churban in front of their eyes. Rabbi Akiva, who lives through the Churban, they rip their clothes. They get to Har Abayis itself. And they see a fox coming out of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they start to cry, and Rabbi Akiva's laughing away. And they say, why are you laughing? And he says, why are you crying? And they say, what do you mean? The place where it said, Vazar Karav Yomas, where only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur could go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the whole thing's Hefka. I was once on Shabbos afternoon in the old city of Yerushalayim. I went for a walk with a friend of mine. And we went up to one of the gates, went through the Arab quarter, went to one of the gates. Went up to one of the gates of Har Abayis. We stood on the outside, we didn't go in, obviously. And we looked inside to the floor of Har Abayis, and what did we see there? Saw an Arab man reading a newspaper, sitting on a keter chair smoking a cigarette. And so two Arab boys playing football on Harab Ice. That's how they treat Harab Ice. And David asked me, Daddy, did you shout at them? I screamed inside, I screamed. You see the Khurban, Shu'alim Hilchavam, the place where we don't even go because of the Kedusha of it, suddenly there with impunity, they're playing football on Harab Ice. You see the Khurban in front of your eyes. But Rabbi Akiva sees that, or Bedoy Meloy, and he's laughing away. So we all know, why does Rabbi Akiva do that? Because, why am I laughing? Because the passage says, "Va'idal yehidim ne'emanim es Uriah ha'kayin and Zachariah ben Barachayu." What's the idea of Uriah and Zachariah together? Uriah is in the Mikdash Rishon, Zachariah is in the Mikdash Sheni. The nevuah of Zachariah is dependent on the nevuah of Uriah. With Uriah, it says, "Tzion tzadet techrash." With the Zechariah, it says, "Oid yeshvu zakenim zakenis b'chavis Yerushalayim." Until I hadn't seen the nevuah of Uriah, I thought maybe the nevuah of Zechariah is not going to come true. But once I saw the first part, once I saw the resha, I see the nevuah of Churban, then I know b'vadaus that the nevuah of Zechariah is going to come true as well. Now, what do they say at the end? Famous line. Amrulai, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. They say it twice. Nachmu Bekiflayim. There's a dual element in Nechama. One aspect of Nechama is, we'll get it back. We'll get it back. V'sishka v'saycha kash and yibarita. We have absolute confidence that we will come back and we will get the Beis HaMikdash back. But the other aspect of Nechama is that we'll learn how to live without it until that point as well. How does that connect to Tu B'Av? So we come to our famous Gemara, the famous Gemara about Tu B'Av. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Tanis. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there were no Yom Tovim like Chamisha Asa B'Av and Yom Kippurim. So we know Yom Kippurim, it's Yom Slicha Mechila. The Luchos Achronis were given. What's so special about Tu B'Av? Chamisha Asa B'Av. So this idea, I think, it's amazing how he transitioned from Tisha B'Av to Tu B'Av. What happened? What were the various things that happened on Tu B'Av? Am Rav Yudah Mashmuel, it's the day when the Shvatim were allowed to marry each other. It's the day when Shevet Binyamin were allowed to come B'Kahal. It's a day when those who were meant to die in the Midbar stopped dying. Who weren't meant to die, stopped dying, I should say. It's a day when they could get back into the Beis HaMikdash, Asher Ben Allah. He was Mevatel, he enabled free passage to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a day when the Haruge Beisar were allowed to go to Kvura. All of these ideas, it's all about putting the past behind you and moving on. It's a theme that connects all of them. You put the past behind you and move on. Whatever issues there were with the Shvatim, technical issues, or issues with Shevet Binyamin, put it behind you now and move on. We're able to bury the Haruge Beta, we can move on. They can now prepare to enter into Eretz Yisrael because they stopped dying. Tu B'Av. Put it behind you and move on. That idea of a change in attitude, the idea of a change in perspective. And now look at the end of the Gemara. What else happened on Tu B'Av? The girls used to go out to the fields. And what did they used to say to the boys? The prospective Chasanim. Tani Rabban, the Afyafiyos Shabahen. Mahi Oimrois, what do the Afyafiyos, the beautiful ones, say? Tzureinechem leyoifi, shena isha le leyoifi. The ones that are miyuchas say, Tzureinechem le mishpacha, shena isha le mishpacha, shena isha le labonim, the Mukhar Shabahen would say, Kumechem le shem shamayim, mulvad shi yisadu bezuhuvim. Asking for a change in perspective. Saying, don't look at me as I am, look at it from a different perspective. The same idea of Tu B'Av is learning how to move on from seeing things from a perspective of Nechama, a change in outlook, a change in attitude. How does this connect? All of the Haftarahs of the Sheva de Nechemta all have one consistent theme the whole way through. And that leads us all the way from Tisha B'Av all the way to Rosh Hashanah, because the theme is, of course, Tshuva. The idea of tshuva is a change in attitude, a change in perspective, the ability to move on. That's why the pasuk says, ki achrei shuvi nichamti. Look at the redak. Achrei sheshavti elecha nichamti memaas ha'aroi. Because the Baal Tshuva is not, it's not Tshuva Shlema until he's let the past go and is able to move on to become a new person. That's exactly how the Rambam brings this pasuk. Umayu Tshuva, what is Tshuva, says the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Umayu Tshuva, Shiyazav Achayt Echeta, you leave your chet behind. V'yasiru Machshavah Memachshavta, you're leaving the thought of chet, you're removing it from your head. V'yigma Belibo Shlo Yaseh Oid, you convince yourself you're not going to do it anymore. As the Pasuk says, Ya'azov Rasha Darko, V'chein Yisnachem Ala Avar. What does Yisnachem Ala Avar mean? You regret it. V'ayinachem. Regret it, a change in attitude, a change in perspective. He might have enjoyed the chait while he did it, now he's changed his attitude, he regrets it, he's changed his mind. As the Pasuk says, Ki acharei shuvi nichamti. V'yayid alav, and then the pasuk says, and Hashem says, V'yayid alav yodeh taluma, he said, he'll never go back to it. V'lo yomad elekein elehein ma'asi yodeinu, should say. V'tzach l'zvadis v'svasov, etc. The idea of tshuva is to be able to put the chato'im behind us, and to be able to move on. And there's one other aspect of this as well. And this is David HaMelech in Tehillim. Schar dva la'avdecha, Ala Sheikh Altani, Zeis Nechamasi Ba'ani Ki Imrascha Chiyasani. Yeah, Chiyasani. Sorry. David HaMelech is saying that the Torah, no matter where he was, no matter who was pursuing him, no matter how many trials and tribulations he had in his life, David HaMelech said that the Torah itself was a source of Nechama for him. Because she used to go when I was in exile. This is the hope that I got. This is the nechama that I got. I had no other life apart from you and your Torah, Hashem. The Torah gave him a change in attitude, a change in perspective, a bitachon, that everything was going to be okay. So now we come back to the beginning. There really are two different aspects of nechama. There's Menachem Tzion and there's Bo'ni Yerushalayim. Of course, we are absolutely ma'am and be'emunah shleima b'vias HaMashiach. Absolutely. We're waiting for Mashiach every day. But we're not just sitting around waiting for Mashiach. We also, like the Navi Yirmiyahu tells the people in the first place of Mikdash, and the goddess in the first place of Mikdash, you got to build homes, you got to settle. You can't put your lives on hold just because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that was the success of the message of the Nevi'im and of Chazal. Yeah, we had a Tisha B'Av yesterday. And Mashiach didn't come. So then what do we do today? We're davening, we're still davening, of course we are. But we're also being able to move forward. We're able to move forward, we're able to be misnachem, to learn to live without it until we get it back. That's Menachem Tzion Abayni Yerushalayim. The ability to live with two attitudes, two perspectives at the same time. Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Nachamu, Nachamu. Two very different types of Nechama. You'll get it back. But until you do, you'll have to learn to live without it. That's the Nechama that we got then. Those are the messages that Klal Yisrael have been living with for the last 2,000 years. And Yitz Hashem, we shouldn't have to wait too much longer for the Binyan Yerushalayim. But certainly in the meantime, we should feel a sense of Menachem Tzion.